this like hiking area park thing that was near the river? Question mark? River?
No, it
Lake?
was Lake.
Lake.
Lake Erie.
Lake Erie?
Lake. Okay, it was around the lake. Clearly, I don't know geography. But we walked around the state park that kind of bordered the lake. It was really pretty too because it was fall time. We got the leaves falling and the weather was
The
not
wave
terrible.
was crashing in crazy,
Oh, yeah,
and
they
then
were.
it got like it splashed people.
Yeah. Oh, this is the place where I climbed the tree and you put a cone on your head.
Yeah.
Yes, this is it. I have one of my favorite pictures of Leo is him just standing in this field with a traffic cone on his head.
It's iconic.
Very iconic.
Legendary. That's yes, I totally forgot about this. Is that your lock screen on your watch?
Yes.
Is it the cone picture?
Yes.
Oh my
That's so
gosh.
funny. Hilarious. But okay, so we did that Saturday. Then we squid gamed slash I napped and Leo DJ'd. That's what happened. And
Yeah.
Sunday, we went to the canopy
Yeah.
thing. It was in was it a nature preserve?
Yeah, it was a it, we were driving back from Cleveland. So
Right.
we were heading back east and we hit up this canopy place where it was like a large nature preserve with different types of gardens, and there was this like little zip line that we went on. That was really fun. And then we what? I enjoyed myself on the zip line.
Oh, Leo. I guess Leo was just saying like the zip line was too short for him,
Yeah,
and he
so
just that's Leo.
what happened was,
Every single time,
I'm pretty
every
sure
single
it was
time,
designed
Leo
for
just ruins
kids.
it.
It
I'm
was
pretty
designed,
sure it was
yeah.
designed for kids. So my leg is like almost like on the ground when I like sit on it. And it was scary because,
Oh my gosh.
yeah. But I would say, yeah, it was fun. There's a lot of like little tiny rope course thing.
Yeah, there was like little chairs, like rope courses, like logs and stuff for kids to
Yeah,
climb on.
yeah.
We also did take a bunch of pictures.
It was pretty nice.
Yeah, it was cute.
We climbed the, how do you call that? Watchtower? Or
It
yeah,
was
it
it
was
was a
like,
tall tower.
yeah, it was like a wooden tower, and it like wiggles like when the wind hits.
I want to see you wiggle, wiggle. Sorry, no one can say the word wiggle because I'll think of the TikTok.
Yeah, but that tower, it went like right above the trees, so it was like
Right.
really tall.
Yeah.
I was pretty spooked, but
Well, the whole thing, it was windy, so the whole thing was shaking while you were standing on it.
yeah.
Granted, it hopefully wouldn't have fallen over, but like you could feel the wind shaking the tower. And it was a lot of stairs.
Yeah,
Quite a lot of stairs to climb up there. Yes, we climbed down, hopped back in the car. Oh, wait, we forgot to talk about the part where I tried to jump over a fence and I fell over.
Oh, you almost okay. There was like, are they like regulators or like I don't know how do you call them? They're like in these like a golf car where like,
There were people who worked there. There were just
okay,
people who were
sure.
there because they had
They
jobs and they worked there.
right, but Shree just decides to jump right in front of them on like I don't know like I don't know what she was on. She was like on this like parkour kind of mood.
Was a parkour kind of weekend for me, what can I say?
Too much sleep.
Too much.
Yeah.
And you absolutely just like planted. I don't even know what part of your body hit the ground first, but eventually all of them were on the ground.
Yeah, the first time I definitely fell. The second time I got it. And then I jumped off of this bridge onto something else too.
Yeah.
For like a transition for the video you're putting together for the trip.
Right.
But yeah, for a while my contact picture on Leo's phone was me jumping off of this 'cause I had fallen on it.
Yeah. It was a moment before she fell, like flat on her butt. Yeah, and then after the National Reserve, we experienced this thunder, or more like hail.
It was hailing when we were
Yeah,
driving, yeah.
it was crazy. It was like they were like this big, like a
Like what? Like a 1 inch diameter?
what's like this big ball look like. M&M's with the peanut.
Peanut M&M's. Was that the first time you saw hail?
Not really, but it was definitely like the first time seeing that big. Before it was like more like very tiny one. Like there could be just like like, it looks just like snow, but it's like it hurts when it hits you. Mm. But this is like, they were like, they can kill you. I feel like.
No. See, I've been through like, not golf ball sized hail, but let's say ping pong ball sized hail. That can hurt. That can hurt.
It was close, though. It was close to a ping pong ball.
I would say it was in between a peanut M&M and a ping pong ball.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a wide range.
Yeah. I was just scared of the windshield cracking. Right. That was my fear.
Because we had to drive back to Pittsburgh.
And, like, we didn't really know how to get on the highway, remember? It was, like, we were at this, like, taco place, right after the taco place. Because we took a detour to a restaurant before we head back to school. And then, like, this detour, we don't know how we're going to get to the highway. And then it was during that time. It was just downpour.
Yes, I remember this now. I remember I blocked off this part of my memory because it was really stressful. But I remember this now. It's coming back to me. Why were we on a detour?
Well, because we wanted to go hit up the taco place. No.
I thought we were, like, on a physical detour after that because the road was closed. And I think that's why we couldn't get on the highway.
I don't remember that.
I don't remember why the GPS took us there, but there was traffic.
Definitely GPS took us, like, through some, like, town. And
yeah,
like,
the GPS did take us through some town.
Yeah.
And like, that was when it hit, like, pretty hard.
Oh, that was stressful. That was mad stressful.
Yeah. It was, like, the visibility was also low. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But we got back safely.
Safe and sound.
Once we got on the highway, it was not raining at all.
Yeah, it was totally fine. But yeah, that was, I think, our entire Cleveland trip.
Mm-hmm.
In a nutshell. Okay.
more or less.
More or less. Okay. Ready? Blair, favorite part of your Cleveland trip? Go.
Ooh. The brunch?
Fair enough. That was good brunch. Mm-hmm. Amanda?
Probably the ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
That was just a very aesthetic, nice ice cream place.
It was very cute. Leo?
I had a lot of fun there. Like, I really enjoyed the state park walk. I love nature places and walking around, just not thinking about work.
Mm.
It's very nice. I also, like, really enjoy, like, visiting the, I guess, like, the supermarket, like, where, I don't know, it was, like, pretty old, right? It was, like, a historical place where, like, it's been there for, like, 100 years or something. So that was really cool. And, like, I got a picture right before they kicked everyone out for a wedding, which is awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't remember the wedding
part. Was it called Arcade? Or?
Yeah, I think it was called the Arcade.
Yeah.
Oh, was that it? Okay.
Ah, yeah. Yes.
You know what I just remembered? We were downtown Cleveland for some reason. I don't remember why, but it was on that Saturday when we were exploring.
Mm-hmm.
And I made a bunch of different rounds to try to find parking. And we ended up in this cupcake shop.
Yes, I remember
because we wanted
that.
To look at the cupcake shop. It was so aesthetic. I think it's probably my favorite, like, physical location we went to. It was so pretty. The insides, amazing. Loved it.
Like pink.
Yeah, it was all pink. Okay, my favorite color is pink. I like pink. Vegan ice cream was okay. I'm, like, process of eliminationing. That's not a verb. It's a verb now. The nature walk was really nice. I actually really liked the nature walk, and the weather was really good. Friday dinner was also really fun. Just because, like, I also helped Leo put together dinner. I didn't really do much. I think I just, like, stood there and smashed peanuts. And maybe, like, cut a vegetable, and that's about it. But that was just very fun. And I also really enjoyed just seeing downtown Cleveland and all the things that were there. Because it was really cute. There were a bunch of different lights, and the fall weather was very nice. I don't know. Couple of highlights there, but yeah. Okay, if you had to travel somewhere next, where would you want to go next? Anybody want to start?
I don't Blair want to go to Hawaii.
Well, no, that's like one of the options, but it's not like the place that I really want to go, you know. Realistically, it's like not technically like a destination, but it's like something I really want to do. Is like, there is, you know, the Orient Express, like the book and like the movie, mm-hmm. Murder on the Orient Express. So like, they have this company that they like recreated those type of old style train in Europe, and it's like they have different like destinations and you know, places you can depart. But I really want to take like from Istanbul to Paris, and it's like a 5-day trip in the really like vintage train card, and I also really want to go to Turkey and France, so... But it's pretty pricey. Yeah. I'll just put it there. Wow. So it's gonna be a dream for now.
Mm-hmm. I guess for me, the place that I most want to go... I went to Iceland this past summer, and I really want to go back. I really loved the nature there and the landscapes and everything, and there are just so many cool hikes and cool adventures to go on, so I would really want to go back to Iceland.
I get that. Okay. I have a couple places on my list. One, I really want to go to India because it's been a long time since I've gone. Last time I went was, I think, 5 or 6 years ago. And so I just want to, like, see family again and take that trip. I think that'd be a lot of fun. Another place I want to go is Sweden. I really, really want to go to Sweden. I'm actually applying to, like, study there for a year right now. I'm in the process of putting that together. So hopefully that pulls through. I've been learning Swedish on Duolingo, kind of. I've been doing, like, one lesson a day. So it's not as much as I should be doing or as much as Leo does on Duolingo because he competes with me and I'm losing this competition by a lot. But Sweden is definitely on the list of places I want to go. So India, Sweden, also California. I haven't been there in a while. I went when I was like 10. I don't remember much of it. But I feel like there's a lot of really cool things out there that I want to re-experience.
I just really want to go to Africa. I've never been, like, I've been to almost every continent besides obviously Antarctica. Like, not there, but... Yeah, I want to go to Africa because never been there. I really, I had a chance to go my freshman year when I was on Project Rwanda, where we literally booked the ticket and COVID hit and we couldn't go. So it was very rough. I think like what drives me want to go there is like I want to see like a different type of culture.
Okay, well, that's all we have for you guys this week. Hope you enjoyed listening to our ramble about our Cleveland trip and where we want to go next. And yeah, see you guys next week.
Yay!
Podcast out.
Program from WRCT Pittsburgh. The opinions expressed on this show are those of the participants and not necessarily those of WRCT or Carnegie Mellon University. Email comments or questions to WRCT Public Affairs, PA@WRCT.org. And now, Pandemonium.
Hi, this is Kevin Amos, and welcome to this edition of Pandemonium. I'm the host of a Jazz Corner 1-to-1 program that comes on every Sunday morning from 6 a.m. until noon. We feature jazz, blues, R&B, reggae, and more. It's a kind of a soundscape, a Sunday morning soundscape for you. First up, we got some new music from Byron Miller, great bass player. We're going to hear from him. And after that, we'll hear some new music from Mr. Walter Beasley, who has some local connections here. So stay tuned.
something I know. I feel it all in my soul. Whenever you come around, whenever you come around, love when you turn it up. Ain't no need to slow it down. It ain't no doubt about the way you give it up, give it up, give it up, give it up. Make your move, honey. Take your time. Don't stop this groove, honey. When you around the sunshine.
Mr. Azar Lawrence from his new release, and that was a tune called Ain't No Doubt About It. A little bit about Azar Lawrence. He has a career that spans more than half a century. He's performed with all the numerous jazz titans, include Horace Tapscott, McCoy Tyner, Miles Davis, Freddie Hubbard, Woody Shaw, percussionist James M. Toomey, drummers Alvin Jones and Billy Higgins. The Los Angeles-born Lawrence, however, has never been confined by the genre categories in jazz. His instrumental and songwriting work with iconic soul singers Chuck Jackson, Roberta Flack, Marvin Gaye, and Phyllis Hyman, along with the R&B jazz juggernaut and ensemble Earth, Wind & Fire, is indelible. So, from all those experiences working with those artists, as well as mapping out his impressive discography as a leader, particularly his Fire Spiritual Jazz LPs for Prestige Records in the 70s, Bridge into the New Age, that's 1974, Summer Solstice, 1975, and People More Moving in 1976, all inform what Lawrence brings to the table in New Sky. Also, Walter Beasley, we mentioned that he has a lot of local connections here. He has a lot of relatives in the Pittsburgh area. I remember a few years back seeing him with Jason Miles here at Manchester Craftsman's Guild, and Desi Bay and several other of his relatives showed up for that program. A huge, huge family out of this Pittsburgh area. So we want to acknowledge that. Now we are going to slow it down a bit and hear from Miss Cecile.
If you should love me, don't ever tell me. Show it. That's how I'll know it. In fact, it's better not to show me at all. Let me pine, let me yearn. Let me crawl, let me write you a song. And long to belong to you, write you a song. Thank you.
Cecile McLaurin-Savant, therefore, one of my favorite vocalists, has been for a number of years now. Great stuff from her. That's from her new one called Ghost Song. Now, we're going to hear from Miss Eugenie Jones, another one of my favorite artists.
Floated up a rainbow, slid
Miss Eugenie Jones there for you here on Pandemonium. One of the great singers that are out these days. Doesn't get recognized that much, but with this new distribution, maybe that's what that will happen more. On the West Coast now, getting a lot of reviews on the West Coast out of Seattle area and Portland and places like that. But she's originally hails from the Morgantown area, and that's how we kind of like hooked up in our private talks. So she's local, but you know, based out of the West Coast and doing real good with her latest release. So be sure to check out Prayers from Eugenie Jones. Next up, we'll go into our R&B focus and close out with a reggae tune if we have enough time. Music from Frank McCone. I hope you enjoyed the program, and let's take you out with the Congos. Congos featured on the Groundation's new one, but the vocals are definitely prominent, and you can tell it's the legendary reggae group. See you next time. Just remember it's your father's home.
You've been listening to Pandemonium. The opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and not necessarily those of WRCT or Carnegie Mellon University. Email comments or questions to WRCT Public Affairs, PA, at WRCT.org. Thanks for listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
Listening to Top Secret International on WRCT Pittsburgh. Today we have an hour of jazz music. Thank you. That was Giant Steps by John Coltrane. Look this song up if you're interested in music theory. Very good song. Next up, The Awakening by Pittsburgh musician Ahmad Jamal. Thank you. That was The Awakening by the Imad Jamal Trio. Imad Jamal was a Pittsburgh jazz pianist. Check out that whole album if you like that. Next up, All of Me by Lester Young and Teddy Wilson. You're listening to Top Secret International on WRCT Pittsburgh. Next up, Loverman by Charlie Parker. This is a famous recording in which the musician passed out. Next up, Cherokee by Clifford Brown and the Max Roach Quintet from Studyin' Brown. Thank you.
The following program is the conclusion to a tribute to the late Dick Gregory, entertainer, civil rights activist, and wellness guru. Gregory died of heart failure on August 19, 2017. He was 84.
From the University of Texas at Austin, KUT Radio. This is In Black America.
Peace to that whole black voice, man. It's the only voice that's honest in America today. And that's basically because that while the white racist power structure was looking at everything, they underestimated black radio because at one time it wasn't nothing but hooping and hollering and playing the next Shake Your Booty record.
Mm-hmm.
And then all at once, things start changing, new people start coming in. And they never realized they would have black voices like you or Tom John or the whole Kathy Hughes piece. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of interesting. See, black radio have to be like the black Muslims. They know in the world the way the system go after them, they could ever be dealing in drugs.
Right.
And so black radio can never violate. They'd be off in the morning.
In the morning.
And so consequently, I've always felt that money is not power and education is not power, but information is power. So if you give me bad information, I got bad power. The problem in America, which makes your voice so important.
Dick Gregory, comedian, civil rights activist, and spokesman for health issues. This past March, Gregory was the keynote speaker at the 14th annual Heman Sweat Symposium on Civil Rights, held on the campus of the University of Texas at Austin. In 1949, Sweat applied for admission to the UT Law School, but was denied admissions on the basis of race. With the help and assistance of the NAACP, he brought legal action against the university. In the landmark case Sweat v. Painter, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that separate law school facilities could not provide a legal education equal in quality to that available at the University of Texas Law School, one of the nation's ranking law schools. In 1950, Sweat entered the University of Texas School of Law. I'm Johnny O'Hanson, Jr., and welcome to another edition of In Black America. On this week's program, comedian and civil rights activist Dick Gregory, Part 2, In Black America.
For years, I didn't know Time magazine, and New York Times had a problem, because no one that I knew was ever in that. And then when the civil rights movement hit, we would see one thing happen mm-hmm. and then see something else go down. I didn't understand the power of white folks, because the little low-level white folks I've been around, and one of the things would make white folks mad, and I don't blame them. See, most black folks is mad at the wrong white folks. See, the white folks we mad at couldn't help us if they liked us. Matter of fact, they'll kill them on the way to get me and you. But we don't know nothing but that low-level, hateful, nasty, ungodly, hate himself and his wife, white boy. And as long as we think, like I did for years, that was the real white boy. I remember we used to make statements, redneck, ignorant, cracker. Well, how dumb do we have to be to realize it can't no reading, no writing, no educated white boy determine policies for America?
Famous for his hunger strikes, his mobilization for social change, his Bahamian diet, his comedy career, and his anti-drug activities, Dick Gregory is a unique and complex man. Born and raised in St. Louis, Missouri, he grew up shining shoes to help feed his family. At Sumner High School, he led a march against conditions in segregated schools and set a state record in track. As a star comedian in the early 1960s, he used biting racial satire and shunned the stereotypes of early black comics. Prompted by the late Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr., he became a civil rights activist and anti-war leader, running for president in 1968, and fasting for human rights both here and abroad. On today's program, we conclude our conversation with Dick Gregory.
When you have AOL and Time Warner make a deal, now this is communication, that's all you heard that day. Jane Fonda's stock in 24 hours, just the Time Warner did, I think,